This week in the Missouri Senate, we preview fiscal year 2025.
Finish the 2025 FY operating budget.
Seriously, before the departments run out of money, because they will.
Each year, state officials go through months of preparation toward having the budget ready for the following fiscal year. Lawmakers' role in this tends to begin shortly after the regular legislative session begins in January. Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield chairs the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee. He says the budget process for him started in December.
The ongoing operating GR portion of the budget is under the CRE, meaning that we are not deficit spending the state. We've made investments in law enforcement. We've made investment in communities all over the state. We've made investments in teachers and education and higher ed and workforce development and a whole host of infrastructure projects, transportation, water projects.
The deadline to have appropriations measures sent to the executive branch is 1 week before the regular legislative session concludes. Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Cindy O'Loughlin of Michelle Bina says it took the entire Missouri Senate to make it to this year's deadline.
Thank everybody that cooperated in voting for the budget, helping us to get it done. You know, it was kind of a rocky road there for a while. And I know Senator Huff, Senator Rowden, and really everyone worked really hard on it. I'm proud of the work that they did.
Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe serves on the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee. He says the Show Me State will have a balanced budget.
The General Assembly's budget is responsible and fiscally conservative and is $1.8 billion less than what the governor recommended.
Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City also serves on the panel. She says, unfortunately, there are still no firm solutions to child care for our state.
All those conversations are ongoing. I know we are looking for every path available to make sure that we're caring for children and making sure that parents, working parents, have access to quality, affordable childcare. We're still working through those details, hopeful that we'll be able to come up with a positive resolution.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says he worries the governor may have to call an extra session for a supplemental budget.
It's just a matter of if it'll be in September by veto session or maybe a little later in the fall. But if they're lucky enough to make it to January, it will have to be almost immediate when we come back in.
Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County shares his concern.
We did increase funding for public education. I think some of the fiscal experts have predicted that the legislature is going to have to come back later this fall, possibly, to pass a supplemental budget to help make ends meet before our next budget cycle.
Missouri's next fiscal year will start on Monday, July 1st. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.